Kum lenen a black mothers, so schedish all of the schedish other shiny. We are up to actually the very end of today's Gemara into tomorrow's Gemara. Kuf Amud Beis, the very bottom of the page where it says Gufa. Where Gufa? Where's Kuf Amud Beis? Gufa, it should be.
Couldn't be much on that page.
I can't find it. Gufa. Oh, it should be here. Yeah, Gufa. You need another book by next soon. Gufa, let us repeat what we learned yesterday. Ha'oichel gid hanoshe. If somebody ate a gid hanoshe, shall behem b'tmeya. We learned if somebody ate a gid hanoshe of a non-kosher animal. So, according to one opinion, you did two avedas. He ate non-kosher and he ate gid hanoshe. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv shtayim. He ate, and the way we learned till now is because one iser compounds another, falls on chal on iser, that one iser can coincide with another iser. The iser of gid hanoshe and the iser of treif can be non-kosher, can be together. Why? Because it's a strict Isser. We said that Gid HaNosha was given to the Jews even before Matan Torah. And Rav Shimon Paitis, Rav Shimon holds you're liable for nothing. It doesn't make sense. But Rav Shimon Manoshech, it doesn't make sense. E Isser Chal Isser, does he hold that one Isser can fall on another Isser, then L'chaim Namim B'Shem Gid, we should do Avedis, Treif and Gid, Navas. E Ain Isser Chal Isser, let's say he said, look, since the animal is Treif, we don't add Gid HaNosha to it. Nu L'chaim B'Shem Tumah. So let me Chayim Chabos for Treif. Eating a non-kosher animal, you're saying you potter completely. Okay, you hold that the Isser Gid HaNosha, because you hold it only starts from, like it says in the Mishnah, it only starts from Matan Torah. It's just put in the Torah earlier on. No, so be over for eating a non-kosher animal. We ain't be Gidin at the time, unless you can tell me that what? That the Gidin are tasteless, and therefore, as far as treif is concerned, you ate nothing because it's a piece of wood. Then l'chaim is from Gid. Then you should be chay because of Gid HaNosha. There's no Isser Chal al Isser, there's no Isser of treif, of non-kosher meat, because it's a piece of wood. Amarav answers Rabbah, La'ilam Kasav, he holds, ain't begidim a nice and tam. He holds, I want, that gid is a piece of wood. It has no taste. As far as treif is concerned, you're not over. But neither you're over as gid and usher. Now, why not? If it's an unkosher animal, why shouldn't we ever gid and usher? So he learns that as following. But the reason is nothing to do with one Isser falling on another Isser. You know that? You know why? Because the Amar Kras and the Pasik, Al Kain, therefore, La Yechlu B'nei Yisrael, the Jews should not eat as gid and usher. The only part of the animal you shouldn't eat is a gid and usher. What does that imply? Someone whose gid is aser, but the flesh, all the rest of the part of the animal you could eat, I don't want you to eat the gid hanasher, restrain yourself. But such an animal excluded, if the whole entire animal is aser, I'm not going to impose an iser gid hanasher, what for? So I say anyway. So Rab Shimon holds in principle that a non kosher animal, there's no iser gid hanasher, they never asked it.
Not because it's mutter, but because it's a superfluous iser. The whole body.
No, it's potter. He says you attack a potter. Because it's a piece of wood. Because
good is
a piece
of wood.
No, you're not. It's a piece of wood. You only chayv an avail if you ate meat.
I was saying, if you only eat the
gid nosher of a non-kosher animal.
If you ate meat and together with.
No. You only ate the gid nosher of a non-kosher animal. Says Rab Shimon. As far as non-kosher is concerned, you're not over because it's not meat. It's a piece of wood. Shtik holtz. As far as gid nosher is concerned, the Torah never asked gid nosher by a non-kosher animal. It's tasteless. It's a vein. It's a sciatic nerve. Exactly. Okay. Now, okay. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Okay, perfect timing.
Are we on time?
You're perfect timing. 10 lines from the top of Kuf Aleph Omar Al. The pages make
thank you very much.
It wasn't me. Have nothing to do with it. It's your partner here. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Says Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. We're talking about the idea of compounding a serum. It's called Isser Chalal Isser. You have one Isser, you want to add another Isser to it. So it says, Ha'oichel Gid HaNosha Shel Nevela. In fact, this is what we just talked about. But you ate a Gid HaNosha, not from a non-kosher animal, from a kosher animal that became a Nevela. That means that you didn't shecht it properly. It died. So you ate, you would think that you did two Averis. First of all, you ate an animal that wasn't geshecht, it was a Nevela. That's number one. And number two is Gid HaNosha. Says Rabbeinu Rav, Oichel Gid HaNosha Shel Nevela, it's got a machlekes. Rav Meir holds Mechayev Shtayim. Rav Meir holds Mechayev two. One for Treif, and one for Gid. HaChomayimim Ein Chayev Ala Achas. You only Chayev one. Rav Shimon doesn't talk about this, because the case of Rav Shimon is it was a non-kosher animal, the species was non-kosher. This is a kosher animal that became a Nevela. Chalom say Chayev one. You only have one aveda, because ain't isa chalal isa. So which aveda are you over? Okay, so the Chamzei and the Chai one, the only Chai from the Vela, the animal came non kosher. And your Chai one, which was first? Gidon Osher was first, it was a kosher animal. So Gidon Osher was also the day the animal was born. When did it become a Nevela? When it died. So which Issa was here first? Gidon Osher. And the Nevela came only later when it died. So therefore, ain't Issa Chalal Issa. So, however, Umayim Chachamim, even though we hold Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but we hold where it's an Issa Koilul and an Issa Moisif. What's an Issa Koil? What's Issa Moisif? An Issa Koil is that this new Issa, the second Issa, asks other things as well. Besides this, and you're included in all of these other things. And since the Iser will coincide, we'll soon see what the example is, all the other things, it also pulls along, drags along also the thing which already was also for another reason. Because Migui the Chal, since the Iser is Chal on this, it'll Chal on that. That's called Iser Koil. Iser Maisim is within the Iser itself that already pre existed. I'm adding another layer. Before it was only Aser, and now it's Aser Bahanos. For example, if it's oichel gidan nasha shal oila, let's say he ate the gidan nasha of an oila. Now, when did you make the oila? Much later, right? You made an oila much later. Or shanishko, the animal went and gored, and the law is, in both these cases, the law is, and not only you're not allowed to eat the animal, it's also Aser Bahanos.
It's only, you're talking about when the Metzias of the Isser came into existence?
Yes.
Or when the law of the Isser came into
when
existence?
When the Metzias of the Isser came in. So when an animal is, Gidon Osher is from the moment it's born, it's only an Oila when you decided to consecrate it. It's only a Shoyer Niskel when after Gordon, the Bezin, you know, they determined that's a Shoyer Niskel. So the Isser of eating now the Al Shoyer Niskel came later. But it's an Isser Moisir. It's an Isser Moisir. It's adding. Why? It adds a new layer. Within Gidon Osher. Till now, what couldn't you do? You couldn't eat a Gidon Osher. You can sell it. What can't you do now? You can't have any Hano. So you added another layer, Isser Hano. In this case, you're Chayiv Shtayim. You're talking about Chayiv for Gid because they're first. But also, too, you're Chayiv also.
Were
equal to nothing.
At the same time.
That's something that's tomorrow. Absolutely, later Gemara. Says Man Haytana the Isa Koil Isa Chal Isa Leslie. Who's the one who holds that Isa Koil on its own? For example, if the Gidon Osher and became an Avela, that new Isa Avela is called Isa Koil. Because before, while the animal was alive, the only part of the animal you couldn't eat was Gidon Osher. Now that it became an Avela, what parts of the animal can't you eat? The entire animal. So it's called an Iser Koil. Since the Iser of Nevela is coincides with the rest of Nevela, so the rest of the animal, so it drags along also the Gidon Osher. But it seems that the Chacham don't hold of that. They hold a Gidon Nevela, you only get one Avera. But Iser Moisiv, if this Iser Koil adds another layer, in other words, Iser Hana, then you're able. Who holds that? Who holds that? You don't say Iser Chal Iser even by an Iser Koil, but holds by an Iser Moisiv. No, there's no place for the second Avera to land, and it's no Avera.
If you eat the Gidon Osher and you're guilty of that,
sorry?
If you eat the Gidon Osher and you're guilty of that, later on if you consume the rest of the animal.
I'll give you an example. If you made a shvu, I'm not going to eat this bread. 10 minutes later, I made another shvu, I'm not going to eat this bread. And I ate it. How many Averas did I do?
One.
But I made two shvus. That's all yeah, but you're right. But I'm only over one Aveda because the second Shavua had nowhere to land, had nowhere to, it couldn't attach itself to the bread.
Multiple Lomas, you ate that bread on Yom Kippur. So now you're over on Yom Kippur and on.
That's called Isa Chal Iser, are you? That's the question. So now we're saying that even those who don't believe in Isa Chal Iser, even those who say by Isa Koil, because Yom Kippur adds all other food you're not allowed to eat, but only Isa Moisif will it add. Now Yom Kippur gives Kuris, so therefore it will add something.
Animal, right?
Yes.
And then you're saying you're guilty for that?
That's a question. Are you guilty for treif?
But you can't sit down and enjoy a meal of the rest of the animal.
No, you can't. But the Gidon Osher itself, maybe the treif did not land on the Gidon Osher. In fact, according to the Chacham, it doesn't. Even he's got an Osher. Not even Gidon. No, the Chacham of Gidon Osher is food, but you're only, there's no way for the treif to land on the Gidon Osher. We're talking about a kosher animal became treif. There's no way for that Issa to go onto. It can't attach itself to the just meat and meat. It's already a shtik Issa. Exactly. That's what they hold. But if it's Issa Moisif, if it adds a layer to this Gidon Osher, for example, you now made it Osa Bahano, not only cannot eat it, you cannot have benefit, it added a layer, then yes. So says the Gemara. Uman Haitana, who is the author of this opinion of Isa Koil, Isa Chalisa, Leslie. When it comes to Isa Koil, that is more expansive, that does not work. But Isa Koil, Isa Chomri, Isla, but if it's a strict Isa, does. Amar Rava says, Rava, you basically know the author of that opinion, Rabbi Shaglili. It's not, we learned, let's find how cup. Tamei, a person who is Tamei, who eats Kabanas, he's Chayiv Karas. You know how to eat Kabanas. Sha'achal Koide, what happens to the carbon you ate, the Koide you ate, happened to be Tamei in his own right? Did you do an Aveir or not? And you get the chorus.
So you
didn't make it
tummy. You can't bring
yeah, but it became tummy. Okay. It came tummy, and a tummy get koi and ate it. What happens then? She tummy, she ochal koidish, she ate carbon, bain koidish tummy. Makes no difference whether koidish tummy. Bain koidish tummy. Chayv, you chayv chorus. Or bishay gichatas. Because what do I care what the end product was? You're a tummy, that's what you koidish. Comes along and says, no. Tummy, she ochal is a toy chayv. If it was Tari, then you chayiv. But Tomei, she ochal, it's a Tomei, pate, because it ain't Isa chal, listen. Shaloi ochal, eladova Tomei, you already ate something Tomei. The Isa that you are Tomei cannot go onto the Kodesh Tomei, it's already Tomei. Amruloi, so the Chacham said back to him, Gavaldi Kazing, they said, I don't understand. If you're telling me, you don't get the chorus, you shouldn't have eaten, you're not allowed to eat kochin that Tomei either. So that's the better you get. For eating Tomei, for that you don't get chorus. You only get kares if you are tamei, says Rabbi Yosi, and it's limited if the kodesh is tamei. So the only aveda you did was the fact that you were tamei. But if the kodesh is already tamei, potter als Thomas haguf, you're chayiv because you ate carbon which is tamei, which is a separate issa, but that's only a lav. Chacham says a very simple thing. So you're saying, you're acknowledging that a tamei person ate tamei, he's liable. Every tamei person who eats tamei, the moment he touches a meat, what did he just do before he put it in his mouth? He made a tummy. So how do you ever have a case of a tummy eating? Like one could have answered, somebody the stuck fork. It down your mouth. Yeah, you know, somebody stuck it down your mouth. But that, you know, that's a very rare thing. So Yimara said, Chabam said to him, Omla, Av tummy, Shachar Torah, Kima Shinaga, by Tumayim, Kim tummy. Then Yimara Shapak, Omla, Bar Yisach, Gavaldik, Yisach, Rabbi Yisach, Rabbi Yisach, Rabbi Yisach, Rabbi Yisach, right. Vama Rav explains, I'll explain you. Of course it is. Kachim, yeah, you know, I make kachim. But you don't get chorus for that kind of stuff. You only get chorus is if you're a Torah digger, a Talmudic person eating Torah digger kachim. So they're asking, according to you, it can never be possible. So Amar Rav, what's like this? You misunderstood the whole thing. They're arguing about if you can compound the Surim. So, benit mahaguf, let's say your body was Tommy first. Va'achekach nit mebosa, and only afterwards that the flesh became Tommy. For example, you touched it, right? You're a Talmudic digger person, you touched all your flesh, and you touched it. Then, of course, you chayv. Why? What do you call it? Because your Iser, before the kachim became Tamei, I was a Tamei Aguf. So I already had an Iser Chorus hanging on me. If you ever eat a piece of Tamei Dika food, you can get an Iser Chorus. So the Iser Chorus is already established. And now you want to add the Iser of Tumah, of the food, ain't Iser Chalal Iser. Doesn't work. Because that was first. Right? Because the Isa of Kodesh doesn't disappear. The Isa of Kodesh, Kodesh. That was first, no question. Even if you hold Ein Isa Chal Isa, that's the second Isa. But the first Isa, definitely is established. It's Chal. So as soon as I became Tamei, I already have an Isa to eat all Kachim, including all those Kachim there. They became Tamei afterwards. Keep pligi benitma basa va'achekach nitma guf. First the basa became tummy, and then my goof. Now, by my goof becoming tummy, there's a before, the only thing I couldn't eat, was this piece of meat. Now that my goof became tummy, I cannot eat any piece of meat, any carbon. So that's called an Iser Koil. Since the Iser of my goof now lands on all the kachim around, so it also drags along this Koil. It's called Iser Koil. And the Chachamim say, Yitaka Chayv, and the Gula says, you're not. So it shows clearly he doesn't hold the Iser Koil. Why? So now we're supposing that since basically is the one who holds Isa Koil, you don't say, but maybe he's made it that Isa Chamra you do say. Freddie, what are you talking about? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili Nihid Isa Koil Leslie Bisakal Yovei Isa Chamra Yachal Isa Koil Amayin Guf Shadi Tumen Guf Bekaris. The Mar says a very simple question. So what are you trying to tell me? Basically, he holds that Isa Koil doesn't go, but Isa Moisiv, if you add another layer, then he's Moida. Right? So Gita Hanosh, by an Oila, it adds a layer of Isa Bano. Let me ask a very simple question. If you eat kabanas that are tamei, what's your punishment? Alive, you get malchus. If you eat kabanas while you're tamei goof, what's your punishment? Karis. So this is not only an Issa, if the meat was tamei first, and then the person became tamei, it's not just an Issa koil that now I cannot eat any of the meat. It's Issa chomur, because now I'm going to get karis. And you just said, every single you hold that Issa chomur, he's ma'id, and so how come he argues? So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi responds, man lay melon, who told you that tumas haguf chamuda? You decided that becoming tummy myself is more strict than the meat because I get karis, right? So karis is a stricter punishment than lav. But let me tell you something else. If I become tummy, I can get out of it. Just jump into the mikveh and you become tired. If a meat becomes tummy, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. So therefore, which is more chamer? Maybe that's more chamer. That's what Yisrael really holds, that the Easter of Tumas HaGuf does not fall on the Easter of the meat, because maybe the Easter of the meat is stricter than the Easter of the goof. Why? Dilma Tumas Basar Chamudin Lesley Tadim Mikra. There's no remedy. So the Gemara...
You can't be told Macholim?
You can't tell food. The only thing you can tell is a person or Kalim. You can't be told food. Finished.
You're talking about, water. I mean...
That's hashokin as it is, but that's something else. That's al smikva. But you cannot be matire food. Then you decide that he's a glue holes. Yeah, but food cannot become, that's something else. That's for you dipping into the mikveh. Nothing to do with eating or anything else. That food, if it becomes tamei, you cannot take food and dip it into, you know, take and dip it in the mikveh. It just doesn't work. Not, that's kalim, only utensils, not food. Food, once it's tummy, you got to get rid of it. Yeah, utensils you can, but not food. Fez the Gemara. But Rabbi Yosi, Agluli, there is a gluli, less like Isakoil. So your tummy is a gluli hold, you don't say Isakoil, but he holds Isakoil Moisef. So that's the question. But Tanya, we learned, what happens if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos? Shogag, he made a shaykh, he did a melacha. But also melacha, now you're not all doing a Shabbos on Yom Kippur, so how many chachatois you got to bring? One for the fact that you desecrated the Shabbos, and one for the fact that you desecrated Yom Kippur. For that, we have a pasuk. It says in the pasuk about Shabbos. Shabbos, you shouldn't do any malacha because Shabbos is Hashem. What do you mean Shabbos? You're going to be punished for Shabbos. And by Yom Kippur, it says also Yom Kippur. Who mikra koyish lachem? So who again? The same Kippur. Alakim for Shabbos, you're reliable. Give it a Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. So Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds you chay for both. Chay for both. Abakiva says, "Einu chayiv el achas." Abakiva says, "You're only chayiv one. You're only chayiv one. Why do you keep holding only chayiv one? Because ain't isa chalisi. You can't have two isurim. You keep it and Shabbos. Only chal one. And Rabbi Yisgilu holds you chayiv both. What does it sound like he holds?" That since Yom Kippur adds to Shabbos. How does Yom Kippur add to Shabbos? It's definitely not strict in the Shabbos. Yom Kippur is not strict in the Shabbos. Shabbos you get skila and Yom Kippur you get karis. But Yom Kippur adds that you're not allowed to eat. On Shabbos you're allowed to eat. Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So Yom Kippur, since the Isra of Yom Kippur comes in contact with the food, lands on the food, so migud the chal on the food is all the chal and everything else. Nobody see clearly from every single holds that Isra chal al Isra by Nisa Maisif. Says the Gemara, Sholach Rovin Bishum Rabbi Chanina, Kachatzor Shal Mishnah Ve'efuch. You're right, you got to turn the names around. Rabbi Yosi Gluli holds ain't Isa Chalalisa, so therefore you're only liable for one. And Rabbi Kippur is the one who holds you liable for both. Our problem is not Shabbos coming on to Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is first and then Shabbos, we don't have a problem with that, because Shabbos is actually another layer. Shabbos is also, you're not allowed to, you get skila. It's an Isa Moisif. But Yom Kippur falling on Shabbos is only Isa Koil. Because Yom Kippur is on the food, it also adds that. There's no Isa Moisif Kippur. Yom Kippur is not stricter than Shabbos. So therefore, we must change the words around. So the Gemara, Sholach Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giyoyi Mishum Rav Yechanan, L'div Rav Yechanan, according to Rav Yitzchak Lili, L'maid of Chana, you say he's only liable for one. Shogag, if the Shogig was Shabbos, the hazy, you put him, we're talking about the Chattas. You knew you're keeping, I'll do that. You didn't know Shabbos, and I'll do that. You got to bring Karba Chattas, right? Chayiv, you got to bring Karba Chattas, because Shabbos is the first Issa. But hazed b'shabbat, let's say Shabbos you did deliberately, your shaykh was Yom Kippur, it's potter, because ain't is a chalisa. But l'chayda, what's the reason? Why is Shabbos come? Who said Shabbos come first? Maybe Yom Kippur came first. In fact, they both come at the same time, as Yimi just asked before. Shabbos and Kippur both start by tzezik achavim or ben hashmashah. So why is one? Why is a chalisa? What's going on here? Omer Abayis is very interesting. Shabbos kviyah v'kaima. Yom Kippurim Beidina the Kavale. Shabbos, today I can tell you exactly what Shabbos will be next week and the next 200 years. It's exactly where every Shabbos is. I cannot tell you if I don't work out the calendar. Now we have a calendar. But in those days, I couldn't tell you when it is. Depends on the Bezin, when the Eidim come. So therefore, since Shabbos today, I can tell you next week, as if Shabbos is already. So raise Shabbos now for next week. Shabbos already started now for next week. Yom Kippur, which day it is, doesn't start till it actually happens, till the Bezin of that month of Chol HaPoches is Kadeya. So which one comes first? Shabbos comes first. In theory, Shabbos happens first. So therefore, the Rebbe of Engel has a whole Chakira, generally Yom Tov. How do you understand Pesach? Is Pesach a whole year for those 7 days? Or is Pesach doesn't start until those 7 days actually begin? Same thing we're talking about right here. Shabbos is a whole year. A whole year is Shabbos for the 7 day of the week. Today already, Shabbos is in the year. Today you know that, not only you know, it's already Shabbos, that the Shabbos is already now on the 7th day. So therefore, Shabbos is always first. This is Shabbos first, you keep it the night after Shabbos. I understand. I don't care in theory, but poil. When does Shabbos begin? By Ben Hashmoshes. And when does Yom Kippur begin? Ben Shabbos Chiluk. So what kind of Issa compiling is Surim? The Gemara says a fascinating thing here. Elomar Rav says, Rav, you got it all wrong. That letter that we got from Israel has nothing to do with this Machlekes. And the one who mentioned the name Yitzhak Lili had no idea what he was talking about. He was saying here is that if you made a shaking in Shabbos, you bring a carbon, but if you're shaking in Yom Kippur and made a Shabbos, you bring nothing. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because that year they didn't keep Yom Kippur on the right day. Why didn't they keep Yom Kippur that day? Yom Kippur would have been on a Tuesday, but they didn't keep it the right day. You know why they didn't keep it the right day? Because the guy you made a gzera, I don't want you to keep Yom Kippur. So the Eden said, we can't keep Yom Kippur, it's the Karnas Nefashis. But we don't want to forget Yom Kippur. So on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to work anyway, we're going to celebrate Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So they made up a fictitious Yom Kippur just so people should remember it. And then he said, if somebody did an Aveda that Shabbos, even though we're calling it Yom Kippur, you only bring a Karma Chattis for Shabbos, because that's real. Yom Kippur wasn't real. Elam Rav, Shmad Ahavet, was Sasa Shmad. It was a time of when they tried to proselytize Eden. V'sholchu mitam, and they sent a letter. The yomei dekipurim dehoshasa shabbati. This year we're going to keep Yom Kippur on Shabbos itself. And the chain likewise ki also rovin v'chol nechusim. Where Rovin came with whole entourage. Amru karos rovin that year. So we're talking about here that year wasn't Shabbos, and. This is the times of Amoraim in time of Rabbi Yechon. That year they kept Shabbos on Kippur on Shabbos, and they just told anybody if you did a chattis, don't worry, you don't have to bring a chattis. The only thing is Rabbi Yechon's time is not based on Migdash. So what are you telling the people? What do you need to tell the people this for? Unless what you really want to tell them is
it's not carbon, we might not have communal.
Exactly. Unless you're telling guys, if you did anything wrong, you should know at the end of the day it's not really Yom Kippur. We're just going through the motions, as Rashi says, to remember. Exactly, as a Karan, to remember Yom Kippur. Imagine that Eden couldn't keep Yom Kippur. The Gemara makes a big deal in my cotton that Troy Melch times, no, they didn't keep Yom Kippur. Here you have an Israel, nobody kept Yom Kippur. Of course not, yes, it's constant fascist. Only three Avedas you have to die for. And it seems the problem was not eating, the problem was not working. The guys said, go to your jobs, go farming, go do whatever you have to do. And that they couldn't avoid. So that's why they moved over to Shabbos. Anyway, they had Shabbos, the weekends off. So the Goyim didn't mind the Eden kept Shabbos. Interesting. They minded they kept Yom Kippur. Now you have to understand why. They understood what Yom Kippur does. That Yom Kippur, you know, makes the they don't want to give the Eden opportunity to do tshuva. That's what it seems. They don't care about Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. No Yom Kippur. Interesting.